This is JIS News. Coming up, government revising national youth policy. Agriculture Ministry advises local fishermen to shun poachers, and work underway on the Banana Walk to Ferry segment of the Rio Cobre Pipeline Replacement Project. Details after the break.
The JIS congratulates Civil Servant of the Year 2013, our own Director of Production, Enthros Campbell, transforming and renewing the civil service.
Now the news. The government is revising the National Youth Policy to incorporate a monitoring and evaluation system to allow for the tracking of achievements and the status of activities included in the policy. Revision of the policy is being informed by the findings of the 2010 Jamaica National Youth Survey. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the policy will also incorporate the government's approach in addressing emerging issues affecting young people.
We have put in place all the work for revision. The concept paper has been written to write the new policy. And the new policy will not only see things to take into consideration how the globe has changed, how Jamaica has changed, how our young people have changed, but it will have with it certain instruments to make sure that it's implemented, that there's a cost-benefit analysis that goes with it, so that if you don't implement it, here is what the cost is going to be to the country.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a National Youth Forum on Thursday. The seminar was held under the theme Reset the Ting, the courage to do things differently, and formed part of the activities to celebrate Youth Month 2013. The Agriculture Ministry is warning local fishermen who cooperate with poachers illegally fishing in Jamaican waters to desist or face prosecution. This as the ministry works to streamline its policy for combating illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing by foreign poachers. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says there's substantial evidence to show that some local fishermen are colluding with the poachers.
Most disturbingly, we have intelligence to suggest that the foreign poachers are being aided and abetted by Jamaicans, who, among other things, warn the poachers every time the Coast Guard vessels leave the base for the Pedra Ponds. We also understand that some of our own people are trading with these poachers at sea, trading ganja for guns, are trading ganja for conch and lobsters.
Minister Clark was speaking at a recent EU-funded workshop geared towards developing a national policy framework to combat poaching in local fisheries. He says the policy will seek to ensure that foreign poachers are dealt with expeditiously and decisively when apprehended, so as to discourage others from illegally fishing in Jamaican waters. Work is underway on the Banana Walk to Ferry segment of the Rio Cobre Pipeline Replacement Project in St. Catherine. The project, being implemented at a cost of $24 million, is set to benefit thousands of residents of the Kingston metropolitan area. Minister of Waterland, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the undertaking is part of wider initiatives by the National Water Commission that will be instrumental in ensuring water security for Jamaica's urban, industrial and commercial areas.
The NWC has embarked on the process of implementing projects that will improve and rehabilitate water production and other distribution facilities serving the KSA, while reducing the levels of loss and leakage from the KSA water distribution system.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the official groundbreaking ceremony held at the project site office at Caymanas Country Club Estates on Thursday. The project is scheduled for completion in 2014. And Minister with Responsibility for the Public Sector Horace Daly says economic growth is integrally linked to a performance-driven civil service which operates with efficiency. Minister Daly was speaking at the 2013 Civil Service Long Service Awards ceremony at King's House earlier this week, where some 253 persons, each with more than 25 years of service to the public sector, were recognized.
Our country is at a crucial juncture of economic transformation. As it continues to confront huge fiscal deficits, any prospects for growth, therefore, must be anchored on a public sector that is transformed, cohesive, performance-based, efficient, cost-effective, service-oriented, and at all times, customer-friendly. This is the vision on which the public sector transformation is anchored. There are the principles of the Vision 2030, or National Development Plan.
Mr. Daly adds that those honored at this year's Civil Service Long Service Awards are critical to transforming the country's economic apparatus. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.